News, I'm Ben Thomas.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day.
President Trump in the White House Rose Garden this afternoon.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore.
Unveiling his global tariff policy.
Instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. Reciprocal, that means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that.
The AP's Josh Boke.
The administration sees this as a way to reduce government debt, bring back factory jobs, and also force other countries to show the United States some respect. But most economists and the public see the tariffs as destructive. Consumer sentiment has dropped, and so has the stock market. So when the White House says that Wednesday will be historic, they're not underselling the stakes.
Stocks closed before Trump's announcement. The S&P gained 0.7% after another day of wild swings. The Dow added 235 points or 0.6%, and the Nasdaq climbed 0.9%. Tesla recovered from a sharp drop after reporting poor quarterly sales. Marcela Sanchez has details.
Elon Musk's company says there was a 13% drop in sales from January to March of this year. The weak demand was likely linked to a few factors like its aging lineup, other rivals in the electric vehicle business, and backlash from Musk's embrace of right-wing politics. Shares of Tesla slipped nearly 6% in early trading on Wednesday. The decline in sales is a warning that the company's first quarter earnings report later this month could disappoint investors. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is establishing a new security corridor across the Gaza Strip. He suggested it would cut off the southern city of Rafah, which Israel has ordered evacuated. And Myanmar's military has declared a ceasefire in the country's civil war to ease earthquake relief efforts. The death toll now tops 3,000. This is AP News. The Justice Department says a Tufts University doctoral student detained by immigration authorities had been moved from Massachusetts before a federal judge ordered she remain there. Donna Warder has the latest.
The sound of Tufts University doctoral student Rumaysa Ozturk as she was surrounded by several immigration officials wearing masks on a street in Somerville, Massachusetts on March 25th. The Turkish woman was one of four students who wrote a pro-Palestinian op-ed in the Tufts Daily last year. Now lawyers for the Justice Department say that a federal judge in Boston who ruled that Ozturk cannot be removed from the United States until further order of this court has no jurisdiction in the case, because the 30-year-old woman is now at a detention center in Louisiana, and they say any challenge belongs in immigration court. The judge scheduled a hearing on Thursday in Boston. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.